Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Monday, December 21st, 2020. Stand up for your country. All right, I hope you have a pen and paper. We're going to give you some very interesting and important information. Couple of things you should know. Tomorrow will be our year ender, and also Holly the Terror Dog will make an appearance tomorrow. It's not a light show, though. It's not one of these Andy Williams Christmas special. Remember Andy? Anybody remember Andy? It's a, you know, fairly strict analysis of what happened to all of us this year. But it's not dour, fact-based, but we're looking forward, which is why I believe this program will be indispensable to you in the year 2021. We're way ahead of everything. We can almost predict with certainty what will happen, and you need to know that. All right, so tomorrow will be the year ender, and then I'm going to keep that up on BillO'Reilly.com for everybody starting Wednesday, because, look, let's face it, there are a lot of people that don't know what we do here. You can guide them in, we're growing like crazy. I'll tell you about that later on, but the more, the merrier, as the cliche goes. So I'm walking around, you know, trying to get the Christmas spirit, listen to a lot of Johnny Mathis Christmas songs. He's the best. But everybody's gloomy. I mean, nobody's like they were. And it's understandable. So you got the COVID and you got the politics, and the combination of the two, there's not a lot of people jumping around. Even though Christmas is a nice time of the year, obviously, I wrote a column called Happy Birthday Jesus. I think I'm the only national person who says the word Jesus. But I hope you read the column. It's posted on BillO'Reilly.com. Anyway, so my pal Geraldo Rivera is still with Fox News, and he knows Donald Trump pretty well. But Geraldo's a little teed off these days. We'll tape.
This is absolutely lunatic fringe stuff. And the president, in encouraging it, and moreover surrounding himself with some of these fringe characters, you know, and I hate to say it, General Flynn, who I backed 100% in terms of his pardon, is one of those leading the president down this path, this crazy path. Donald Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the damn election. Now let's just move on from there and stop this ridiculous nonsense that makes everyone look half-baked. Thanks.
All right, I disagree with Geraldo. I don't think President Trump's being led anywhere. I think he sincerely believes that the election was fraudulent, and he's very angry about it. Now, is he going about it the right way? I don't know. It's hard to say. For his legacy, Donald Trump's legacy, he needs to step aside with some kind of grace. I don't think he needs to concede. He needs to tell the American people, I think there's fraud, and I hope that it's going to be uncovered so it doesn't happen again. Make it about us, not about him. Should he go to the inauguration? Yeah, we went over this, you know. I probably would not go if I were him, but I would be gracious to Joe and Jill Biden on the day of the inaugural. I have breakfast with them at the White House, talk to them, again, with an eye on we the people. An orderly transition of power. If Donald Trump wants to run again in 4 years, he needs to kind of cap the bitterness, but not, and this is what Geraldo doesn't seem to understand, not walk away from the fraudulent allegations. That's irresponsible. If there was cheating in the election, we need to know it. And the people who did it need to be put in prison. Now, it's not going to overturn anything. I told you this a month ago. And people canceled their BillO'Reilly.com premium memberships because I told you the truth. I'm not backing away from that. But I also told you that if I were Donald Trump, I'd go everywhere to try to find out what the fraud was. Where did it happen? Who did it? Now, my analysis is, and I said this last July, if President Trump loses to Joe Biden, it'll be because of COVID, and it's exactly what happened. Although I have to admit, I never thought it would happen that way. But because the mail-in ballots were far more plentiful this time because of COVID, that's what did it. Do I believe the mail-in ballots? No, I don't. I think that they were tampered with in Atlanta, in Philadelphia, in Detroit, in Milwaukee, and in Las Vegas, and maybe in Arizona. But I don't have hard evidence to prove it.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Okay, so Joe and Jill Biden go on the Colbert program, which is just rank propaganda. It's not a humor program. It's not an interview program. It's just left-wing propaganda. That's all it is. That's all Colbert has always been. Roll tape.
I know you want to be as bipartisan and reach across the aisle, but as much as you don't want it to happen, you know that the people who want to make hay in Washington are going to try to use your adult son as a cudgel against you. How do you feel about that, and what do you have to say to those people?
Well, look, we have great confidence in our son. Mm-hmm. I am not concerned about any accusations been made against him. It's used to get to me. I think it's kind of foul play, but look, it is what it is.
It is what it is. Number one, please never say that. It is what it is. We don't know what it is. We don't know what Hunter Biden did with all the money. We don't know who got the money. We don't know anything because the media won't investigate. The Justice Department says investigating. Does anybody have any confidence in that? Hello, anybody? It is what it is. What it is a mess. And if by some miracle, and this isn't hard, Hunter Biden's tax returns don't show $10 million, Hunter Biden's going to jail. And if his father got any of that money, well, I'm not even going to speculate. Is what it is. All right. So we're going to take another. No, we'll do this first. Concierge and premium membership. You might consider giving yourself a gift and upgrading from premium to concierge memberships if you're involved with us. Because a concierge membership is like having a private advisor. For example, I'm helping a guy trying to get a job now. I helped a lady with her Christmas meal menu. I'm like an advisor. And all of it's private, you, me. If I can't help you, I tell you. But a lot of times I can help you. We know a lot here. So concierge membership is much more valuable than the fee, which is very reasonable. And you get free books. So you might consider that. Now, gift giving, premium membership this week, we get it to you instantly like this. If you like somebody and you want to have a better life, give a concierge or premium membership to BillO'Reilly.com because their life will improve dramatically because we're telling you the truth. How valuable is that? All right, quick break, back with my book recommendations of the year.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
So final thought tonight is my book recommendations. Here we go. Nonfiction, Slanted, How the News Media Taught Us to Love Censorship and Hate Journalism by Cheryl Atkinson. Excellent book, Cheryl. Thank you for writing it. Last Stands, Why Men Fight When All Is Lost, Michael Walsh. If you're a history person, this is really an excellent book. And of course, The United States of Trump. The reason I'm telling you about The United States of Trump is that if you have not read that, and you do read it, you will understand exactly why President Trump lost. I know a lot of you feel he didn't, but why it was even close. Exactly. And it's not a slam book, it's a history book. All right, this is fiction. I read fiction only to learn things, okay? And here are the best books I've read this year. The Searcher by Tanya French, about a Chicago cop who retires and moves to Ireland, gets caught up in a criminal investigation. A Private Cathedral by James Lee Burke. Mr. Burke is the best fiction writer alive today, in my opinion. That's a detective novel. You'll like it. Germania. This is really strange. All right, this book is during World War II. The SS Nazis hire a Jew to solve a serial killer crime. Very compelling book. And finally, V2, a novel of World War II by Robert Harris. You may know him. He wrote Fatherland, Conclave. Harris is always a great storyteller. So you will like those books. Got some time over Christmas break. You know, check them out. Always looking out for you. Again, tomorrow we'll have our year ender. It'll be quite something. We hope you are here for us, and we will see you then.